Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Nut Out continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December the 16th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. Kurt, welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. A quick recap before we introduce our guest of last hour, because I think it's so critical. Sam says the fifth debate was a fantastic failure. Kurt says the debate, more of the same. Terrorism, war, and so-called national security took center stage in Las Vegas last Tuesday evening. Trump says, I'm not going to be doing a third-party bid no matter what. In my opinion, a colossal mistake by the frontrunner. He had incredible leverage there that he's now thrown away more than once. He signed the pledge months ago. He reiterates last night. Now they'll take off the gloves and take him down. It was the Cruz Rubio show. Even though neither of them are constitutionally qualified to be president. What about a Rand Paul Ben Carson ticket? What if Rand Paul and Ben Carson went third party Constitution Party ticket, huh? The Drudge polls out who won the fifth Republican debate. The answer is Trump, then Cruz, then Rand Paul, and nobody else even placed in double digits. But while the pollsters are debating, while the pundits are going off, while the Republican debate was a ho-hum about nothing last night, masterful news dump by Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House. He makes a major announcement during the Republican debate. The Blaze brought the details forward. The masterful news dump primarily talks about a new government funding omnibus spending bill. The package would fund the government through the 2016 year, raise domestic and defense spending, increase the deficit by hundreds of billions of dollars. I kid you not. It doesn't pay for anything. It's a disaster. All right? We ended the hour by talking about a question that Trump brought up, not during the debate, but over the last couple of days. Who has constitutional rights? Trump poses the question. And my response to Trump is, my friend, just so you know, there's no such thing as a constitutional right. Rights are God-given. Rights are inherent at birth. Because let me just make this very clear so that you can understand that. Are you ready? Government exists because of the consent of the governed in America. Let me say it again. Governments exist because of our consent. That's where they get their just authority, their just power, their just delegated responsibility. Now, if I don't have that inherent in myself, unalienable, God-given, how could I delegate it? How could I give my consent elsewhere? See, I can only give something that I have in the first place, is the point. The creation is greater than the creator. It always has been and always will be. The tail does not wag the dog, Mr. Donald. So I know what you're trying to say, but what you're trying to say is that, you know what, people that are not American citizens don't have, quote, constitutional guarantees. And see, I disagree. I think that rights are unalienable. They're unalienable. They're inherent. They come from God to every human. Male, female, created of them. He, them. Don't forget that either. And so I'm not here to debate whether Americans have greater rights than somebody else. No doubt they're codified by our citizenship and supposedly guaranteed. The reason I say supposedly is because we see them trampled all the time. Nevertheless, it's fundamental to understand. I'm not interested in debating Muslims or Christians, or this from a religious point of view. I'm interested in debating, as Kurt wisely pointed out on yesterday's broadcast, look, this battle is between the good guys and the bad guys. And we need to stop the bad guys all the time and protect the good guys all the time. And guys, by the way, means men and women. Means all of us, right? So with that introduction, James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org, radio talk show host, on with us live. Hello, sir.
Sam, great to be with you. Couple of things very quickly.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's impossible for any decent American not to be feeling a bit enthusiastic this time of year. We're about a week and a half away from Christmas. And as we all know, we celebrate Christmas and we give the gifts because it symbolizes God's gift to us, which was his son, Jesus Christ. But since we do exchange gifts, if you will indulge me 30 seconds of shameless self-promoting, Sam, you know, the book you're always so kind to mention that I wrote, still in season, and it makes the perfect stocking stuffer. In fact, it actually fits perfectly in your standard size Christmas stocking. It's racism, it's racism. You want to unlock the key of that socio-political nuclear bomb they call the R word. You won't be scared of being called a racist anymore, as so many candidates on that stage are. The debate stage that you saw last night, you can get it at our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org or amazon.com. Got to order it within the next day, though, if you're going to get it before Christmas. So this is the last call, I guess, for this gift-giving season. Now, number two, this could be a first. Nothing's new under the sun, but today's my wife's birthday. So I want to give a quick shout-out to Danny, who is turning 30 today, and she's the mother of my two children, and I wanted to do her the honor here on this incredible program of giving her that acknowledgement. She's actually getting ready. We're about to go out. So I've got both of our children with us, Henry, who is one, and Isabel, who is five, and I'm in the den, and they're really excited about the radio show. So you might hear a little bit of commotion behind the scenes.
That's all right. Kurt and I never have that at our locations either.
Yeah, at the radio station, I'm a bit insulated, but I'm at home right now. So, but anyway, that all those announcements having been said, it's great to be with you, Sam and Kurt. Are we going to talk about the debate a little bit more?
Yes, we are. So my response is, you know what? It was an absolute colossal, fantastic failure. Kurt says more of the same. Bottom line is the three front runners that emerge are Trump, our Cruz, and our Rand Paul, believe it or not. Rand Paul had a very good night last night. Even Krauthammer, who hates Paul at every turn, had to say he did a phenomenal job articulating himself. And whether you look at the Drudge poll, whether you look at the Blaze poll, or whether you look at the Washington Times poll, the order is juggled slightly. Trump's always ahead. Sometimes it's Cruz next. Sometimes it's Paul next. But all three, well over 300,000 people polled, say that those were the top three. Nobody else even comes into double digits, James.
Well, that's fine, but I agree that, first of all, you know, as I've shared time and time again, I'm going to vote for Trump in the primary. I voted for Ron Paul in the last two primaries. I'm going to vote for Trump this time in the primary. There's no doubt about that. But I agree with what Kurt said. You mentioned that Kurt had passed on, that it's really just more of the same. I can remember the first debate, before I knew there was going to be 27 of them. I think there's going to be five more before Iowa. Can you believe it? You know, there's five debates like this. I remember the first one, though, and I was, you know, I was excited about it. It was something new. You know, you get to see everybody. And I sat down with a glass of wine, and I was taking notes. You know, I was dutifully, you know, writing down my notes in real time as I watched the performances of each candidate so I could share with my audience on my program what I felt and what my reaction was. You know, now four debates later, first impressions are so big, you know, in life and in politics. First impressions really go a long way in shaping our perceptions of whomever, you know, it may be. And that's true with these candidates, too. Sometimes it's impossible to shake a first impression. And I think now, you know, I watched it last night. I watched most of it, but I'm a political animal like you and Kurt, Sam, and this is something that I do for a job. But, you know, even for me, there wasn't much new. There wasn't anything that was a game changer that, like, oh, my goodness, you know, look at this guy just came out of nowhere. He's my horse now. And I think most Americans who are not nearly as in tune with this kind of stuff as we are probably going to be the same way now. With regards to the whole ISIS thing and terror, you know, I'm voting for Trump because of his stance on immigration, on trade, his disdain for political correctness in the media. Those are the three biggies for me. But they're all pretty much bad on security, Rand Paul, frankly, might have a heads up on some of the stuff from a constitutional perspective. But my last word is this. Ultimately, it does get back to some of the things Trump said and some of the others, too. I don't agree we should go over there and just start throwing bombs and making the sand glow and all of that. I think, you know, if we'd have stuck to a George Washington foreign policy or even one that Pat Buchanan advocated for, an America first, non-interventionist foreign policy, perhaps some of this stuff wouldn't be going on. You know what the old saying is, one man's a terrorist and another man's freedom fighter. America is not as squeaky clean, great ambassador to world peace as they like to present themselves as. We've made a lot of flaws.
Hang tight, Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds on your favorite talk station.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Kirk Crosby, you're up to respond to James Edwards. What do you think of his breakdown there, sir?
Well, as as always, James is a, well, you know, very astute political observer. He knows what's going on, and I think he's, well, he's pegged it very well.
All right. There you have it. All right. I guess if you're in Tennessee, and especially if you're with your kids, don't hang out with the bell ringers. I'm just saying, Kurt.
Well, it's a kind of a different, excuse me, kind of bells in this case. But, yeah, I guess the Salvation Army is one of my favorite groups. But in this case, Salvation Army's not got the right kind of representative, if you will. This bell ringer was stationed outside a Tennessee supermarket, and apparently, according to the report, exposed himself after a child dropped money into a donation kettle. I guess they got those little, aprons on, and according to the report, exposed his genitalia. The lewd act was witnessed, I guess, by an individual, but his 4-year-old son placed change in the trademark red kettle. The witness told police that the boy didn't notice the volunteer exposing himself. While the suspect, I guess he's 61 years old, initially denied any wrongdoing, he eventually admitted to the illicit act. It's just one more of those bad guys. I guess
him and his wife both are no longer allowed to be bell ringers, right, Kurt?
Yeah, I guess, but they've called them longtime trusted bell ringers who they've known for years, and now they're stripped. I don't know if that's a good word, but yeah. Of their bell ringing duties. Anyway,
you know what I'd recommend? If the guy's got a wife, though, he should just go home with his wife. Didn't I say more?
Yeah. I guess he added that he never intended to expose himself. You know, maybe he was just.
I don't know how you. Let me just ask you this, Kurt. How do you get involved in unintended exposing of oneself?
I don't. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't but really. Anyway. I'm really kind of surprised that this piece has not really hit, big time coverage.
That ought to eclipse the debate. You know, that ought to eclipse Paul Ryan's news dump.
It needs more coverage.
I got a question. Does that guy have a constitutional right, Kurt?
Well,
Senator Lindsey Graham's in the news. That ought to relieve the concern here, right, Kurt?
Yeah, they got one more of those
good
super PAC.
This
super PAC, let's see, what's it called? The bottom line is it's one that supports the Lindsey Graham candidacy. And
what a waste of time, PAC. Lindsey Graham is even in the mix? Come on.
But
I bet that sucker raises millions of dollars, Kurt.
Yeah, and he's given lots of good votes for military companies, if you will. And now they're targeting Trump in a new video, so that's what they're doing with the big money coming in.
Yeah, he's going to be the one, guys, that takes Trump down. I guarantee you, an effeminate, girly man like Lindsey Graham, whose sexuality is at best very ambiguous. This is a guy in his own state and far less than that nationally. But you're right, Sam. This is a guy who can't even get his own family to vote for him, apparently. And I guarantee you he's bringing in millions of dollars through this PAC.
Wow. Very strange. Now, I guess so. He's got this video, though. What does it primarily say, Kurt? What's the focus here?
At least they're targeting Trump. And the video, which is available, they say, on the PAC's website, does not have any purchased television airtime yet. It includes clips from the last 5 years of Graham warning of another terrorist attack on the homeland, and it's juxtaposed with images of the San Bernardino terrorist shooting, and I would say the so-called. Senator Graham has been repeating this, that America will pay the price for this administration's misguided policy. And then they say we have now gone from Obama's bad policies, putting American lives at risk, to Donald Trump's inexperienced rhetoric, putting Americans' lives at risk, they say,
But what's even the value of this pact? I mean, look, they're not even putting they're at least smart enough, Kurt. You got to give Lindsey Graham a little bit of credit. At least he's not going to the mainstream press and buying time with his video.
Yeah. Well, the bottom line is it's part of the Trump takedown deal. And you mentioned that quite often, Sam. The insiders want to get rid of the guy, and they're trying to trick him in every way possible. But he seems to keep trumping him, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well,
sorry about
worthless
that.
Deal. Except for a voice at the end says this, quote, "Don't leave fighting terrorism to a real estate tycoon. This is war, not reality TV." Yeah. Now, let me just ask you,
leave it to
Edwards,
somebody like Senator Graham.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, though, when he says this is war, and they said this last night multiple times, they say we're at war, James. I don't know that there's any declared war, sir. In fact, constitutionally, we're not at war at all.
Well, of course not. And this thing, whole thing about ISIS, you know, where was ISIS a couple of years ago? I mean, nobody even heard about it. I wonder how real this thing it really is from time to time. And you're talking about the whole debate last night. How long was it? 2 hours? Every presidential candidate on the Republican ticket for 2 hours talked nothing about nothing other than war and foreign policy because 14 people got killed by two wackos in California. You know, the entire American empire, you know, is brought to its knees. It has no other focus except for on this issue. I mean, certainly there's always been a problem between Muslims and Christians. They're incompatible with our civilization and incompatible with Western culture. But you just fix that by closing the border, and they were calling that, of course, isolationist, but it's smart move that you have. You just you secure the borders. You limit the immigration. I think Trump's right about that. You limit the help, rather, from people who are incompatible with our society, and that's it. And whatever they do in their own sandbox, they do in their own sandbox. We can still monitor that from afar, but we don't need to be there. We've had an occupation force over there since 1990, really before that. But, you know, we've been over there in perpetual gunfight since the original Gulf War. And I guess that if you can count that as a war, to me, a war has to have two sides, one that can fight back against the, what are they fighting back with, dirt clods?
You know, I don't really even get what this debate is about. And I'll tell you why, James. You know what? The United States flat out created, funded, trained, and armed to the teeth the world's largest terrorist organization. And then nobody on the campaign stage even has the guts to mention that reality check, that fact. Okay, and here's the problem. How are you going to stop it if you don't acknowledge that we created it? You're not.
Well, you're not. I mean, if what you say is exactly true. We armed and abetted this entity, but it's certainly not an army, and I don't know how far you go to call it a war. You're always going to have guerrillas with the bone to pick that are going to try to hit you wherever they can, or, you know, walking into community center with guns, as we saw in San Bernardino. But this isn't really a war. I mean, you know, World War II, that was a war. Lincoln's war against the South, that was a war. You had two armies that were comparable. This is no war. You're always going to have people out there that are going to speak to harm you. Is that a war? I don't think so.
Without question, it's not a war. No one mentioned the constitutional tools that we have either. Market and reprisal are some. Using appropriate trade barriers. Rand Paul's the only one that mentioned that stuff. What a tragedy. What an incredible ho-hum missed opportunity to stake out constitutional positions.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, with the war on terror swelling their stock prices, the U.S. defense industry is spending at least some of the cash on their favorite, quote, presidential candidates. You want to know who tops the list, gentlemen? Any guesses?
Lindsey Graham.
No, sir. Hillary.
Well, I mean, you know, he'd be... Hillary. Okay.
Hillary is getting more money for the defense industry than anybody else. Guess who's... Well, guess who are the runners-ups?
Well, Trump doesn't take, donations, so he wouldn't be getting any. So the next one would be Marco?
Nope.
I would guess Bush. Marco too, Kurt, yeah.
Ted Cruz... Jeb Bush and Bernie Sanders.
Well, Bernie's away.
Well, Bernie Sanders at number six, I guess.
Yeah, but he's still a little high for what he's going to be able to give, the return he's going to be able to give his investors. Jeb, you understand, because they poured that into him as the establishment pick before the primaries even started. Cruz makes some sense because he's obviously the first runner-up, and so if Trump should falter, they're going to go ahead and get their money in with the guy best positioned to pick up the slack. So I guess that makes sense from the strategic point.
I'm surprised at Ted Cruz, though. He's way more hawkish than y'all think he is, folks.
Yep.
Just remember that.
He's ready to blast him.
All right, what role...
Back to what you were talking about before the break, Sam, just very quickly, I'll make this quick. You know, what they should have said last night, you know, and of course you didn't hear any of this. Everybody wants to go over there and blow them up, turn, you know, make the Middle East glow in the dark. And, you know, it's because we've had that occupying force. Of, look, we have to say, you know, nothing justifies, you know, the murder of people in San Bernardino and in Paris that had nothing to do with these policies. But you have to understand, if you're part of a global cabal that has been over there as an occupying force, and has been over there blowing up man, woman, and child for the majority of my lifetime, you're going to have people that grow up in that toxic environment that don't think too well of the United States and the Western powers, who are all owned and operated, of course, by their biggest enemy. And then you've got that disproportional amount of influence in these governments coming from Israel. But nobody said last night, okay, yes, through the borders, they're right about that, Trump said that, cut off immigration, and then say, yes, you know, part of the problem is we have to be real, we have to look this in the eye, square in the eye, We have funded these people. Now they've turned against us. We have been over there meddling in places that, runs completely contrary to George Washington's foreign policy.
And I think with the blow-up of Trump being willing to say anything on his mind, anybody can get away with saying something like that. Now they can say, look, we've done this. We've meant well. We tried to fund the more moderate of the groups in an effort, but it's backfired on us. We've now got to change our policy. This isn't the way to go. We find out that it's making it worse. You could humbly admit this and get away with it at this point. You really could.
Well, it's all in the packaging. If you package any message right, you can sell it. And this is a message that is a truthful message, but of course you can't just come in there. I mean, you can take the truth and present it poorly, and it backfire on you as well, no matter if you're exactly right in your argument. A lot of it's window dressing, especially trying to sell something to a dumbed-down, low-information American voter. But this is the truth, and this is what they should have said. And, of course, nobody said that. Everybody wants to go over there. More bombs, more occupation is part of their recipe to success. They're wrong about that, but Trump is right about it. And Trump's wrong about foreign policy. In fact, I disagree with him quite robustly on his foreign policy. But he's so good on immigration, trade, and his disdain for the political correct tenants and the media that I'm still going to go with him in the primary and see what happens. But nobody's saying we should withdraw from there. We should, own the mistakes that we've made there. Bombing these people isn't going to stop the radicalized elements. It's only going to ensure. Listen, if you're over there and you're getting bombed and you've seen your family members bombed, by these powers, of course you're going to want to strike back. I mean, it doesn't mean I support that. I understand it, though. But nobody's willing to talk frankly about that, because I guess to say that you understand it means you must support it, or that that's a rational response. No one's talking about that.
It's a great point. No one's also talking about it except for me. A listener emailed in and said, Sam, thank heavens you're talking about it. What role has TV organizations and the mainstream press played in Trump's rise to fame? And everybody wants you to believe that the mainstream press is against the Donald. I don't think so at all. I think they're all working on this together. Trust you me, if he's getting coverage, it ain't by accident. Anyway, some listeners have emailed in now and said, thanks for focusing on that, Sam. Nobody else is really getting it. But then they pointed me to an article of somebody who is starting to get it. Maybe they're listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. And now the headline, what role has TV played in Trump's rise? Now even the TV and radio news organizations are talking about that a little bit. I find that fascinating. I was first on this, ladies and gentlemen. So be ready for that. But here's the reason that I bring it up. Not really to say, told you so. But more to say, I've been the leader on this, and people are catching on. Maybe they're listening to Liberty Roundtable. Dateline Las Vegas, Kurt.
Yeah, well, bottom line is Las Vegas, they got a pretty good newspaper. I guess you could say pretty good. That's kind of, understatement maybe. But they call it the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Sam. You remember this.
Of course.
At least we've heard of this this newspaper. Somebody plunked a good chunk of change on it. Now they're not saying who did it, but somebody dropped $140 million on it.
I think it's a Republican donor, huh?
Well, at least they say, did a Republican mega donor just secretly buy Nevada's biggest newspaper?
Maybe Adelson got it done, Kerry.
Well, that's what, some are saying, but they say the news broke this last weekend when the paper's management told employees that the publication, which had been owned by a publicly traded chain of newspapers called New Media Investment Group, had been sold for $140 million. The new owners, an LLC based in Delaware called News and Media Capital Group LLC. The only publicly available information on it, that it was founded 2 months ago in Delaware, and it used a corporate agent that hides any identifying information.
Yeah, so what's going to happen, Curtis, you're going to be employed by you don't even know who.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be a terrorist.
But they know that the media is, a valuable
I think happened?
Asset.
I think some big mega donors were listening to Liberty Roundtable, and they heard that he who owns the media makes the rules.
The rules.
And new media takes center stage, and I think they're like, you know what? Good point. And they just got her done. What do you think, James?
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly what happened, Sam. this whole stuff, $140 million to buy a newspaper, the media, there are people who obviously control the media that have an agenda, and they're so rich that it doesn't matter if they lose money so long as they can keep the debate as limited to the extent that they can. Now, Now, the game changer has certainly been the internet and independent mainstream media voices like this network, like RBN, like your show, like my show. And, I mean, can you imagine if just a fraction, you know, $140 million for one newspaper that I've never even heard of, frankly. I mean, maybe I'm not in with the in crowd in Las Vegas. Million for one newspaper, even knowing that print is going the way of the dodo anyway. What could you do with $1 million? I tell you, if these people who are funding these sorts of outlets aren't ever going to fund messages like ours, but with $1 million, I think we could take over the world, because this message is something that people are yearning for, and Trump's giving it to you fairly strong, but not nearly to the strength. And Trump isn't nearly right on everything as I think we are. If this message was out there in the way that Trump's getting his message out there, America, you want to make America great again, take America back, whatever the catchphrase is, you could do it in a matter of months if we had, you know, even a fraction of the funding, because the message is just that powerful when it reaches people. But they have to, in order to embrace it, they have to believe that it is going to be a winning message, number one. It has to be something that's popular and trendy and something that's in vogue. But I'll tell you this about the media. When our ideas do reach that critical mass, all of this stuff, the media really has no ideology at the end of it all. The people who fund the media do. But when ultimately, it all comes down to money and revenue. And when these ideas sell again, every journalist in America is going to all of a sudden be parroting our talking points. And that's really what's going on with Trump. I think that the media does have a general disdain of Donald Trump. He's running against the media, and that's really energizing his voting base, because, you know, they hate the media, and rightly so, because the media hates them. He lies to them incessantly every day about every issue. And if you're certainly a white conservative, the media just ridicules you, mocks you, tells you how evil you are. And this is Trump's face. So I think that they do have a disdain for him. But while Trump has benefited from his quarrel with the media, they have benefited from pouring it on Trump, because all of these stories just make for great clickbait and, you know, higher readers, which, of course, drives their advertising revenue. But at the end of the day, it's all money-based. And if we had the money, we could change this thing. And once, if and when that does occur, all the media is going to fall in line. Most people just don't have core beliefs, and the people that do are the ones who change history.
All right, quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt, James Edwards riding shotgun, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Get racism, spacism as a Christmas gift today.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. James Edwards asked right before the pause, what would I do with $1 million? Oh, man, I'd just get off the radio and just go retire and just live it up, buddy. No, come on. I believe that if you're careful with $1 million, you could create a great stake in the news media. I don't think it takes as much as they want you to believe. I don't think it takes $140 million on one teeny newspaper. Look, Las Vegas isn't even that big of a market, really.
Exactly.
Now, I'm not downing Vegas. I know there's a lot of people there. But what I'm saying is it's a very transient market. Most of the people that live in Vegas, for the most part, are just workers in the entertainment industry, if you will. They don't make a lot of money. Now, I'm not saying there's not rich people there and there's not business there. I'm just saying it's not a ripping huge place that you say, oh, man, I've just got to be in Vegas. Okay, Salt Lake's even bigger than that. So I bring all that up to say I don't really understand the value there or what's done. There's a reason for that power play. There's a reason for that secrecy. Don't know what it is, but I know they want to make the rules. I know they know that's the key to getting what they want done. That's for sure. And if there's not greater proof that the media still matters, that would be it. Old style or not, yesteryear, go the way of the dodo bird media or not, they get it. And they know that it'll have a serious impact. Kurt, any other tidbits on that piece?
Let's see. On the the piece about the newspaper, I found one other part kind of interesting. You know, they did say right at the end of the article that you've got the same Adelson guy who they think might be the purchaser. He owns a number of newspapers in Israel. Found that interesting. They say Mother Jones, a source, said that Adelson has privately mused about buying the Review Journal before. Now they say he's trying to stop the whole online gambling thing. They did say the only firm news on the paper's new ownership is that it's not the Koch brothers. So anyway, there's some.
And how do they know that for sure? Now, what I find fascinating is Adelson's saying, you know what? I'm cool with gambling, but what I'm not cool with is like internet gambling, cheaper competition gambling. And I don't want gambling opening up across the United States. I want you to come to Vegas and tour my properties, kind of an idea, right?
Yes.
So not only is he a gambling thug, but he wants to run around and, eliminate competition too.
Yeah.
Not really my for gambling, but I guess if we're going to have gambling, I guess I would say, the more competition, the better. They can battle for the least one to get the government buy in to rip you off legally.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll be more honest in ripping you off than the other guys will be. I'll do it cheaper. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, but unfortunately, Sam, selling the truth and a constitutionalist message and an America First message isn't what they're looking. People like Sheldon Adelson are looking to buy. Sheldon Adelson is really the personification of what's wrong with American politics. The individual donor can give a couple of $1,000 to any candidate during an election cycle. People like Sheldon Adelson through their PACs, and he is the Republican kingmaker. He can give, I think he gave $21 million to Newt Gingrich during the last election cycle back 4 years ago, where they're doing the last primary that Romney.
Looks like that was a failed expenditure of cash, wasn't it now?
21, but just think of how much money he must have if he can give Newt, who was really never in contention, $21 million, and of course he lives there in Las Vegas. By the way, Donald Trump met with him, interestingly, before the debate last night on Trump's Twitter feed. He writes about that. But Shel Madelson just is buying these politicians. And Trump is right about that, and that's another reason I think it's important. You know, he's up to 40%. 40% of these polls is because he's calling out all of this stuff that, frankly, I wasn't sure if Americans had enough sense to recognize, but apparently there may be some people out there still in the voting public that are a little bit more well-informed than I was willing to give them credit for. Certainly not this audience or the audience of this network, but for the most people, I was just thinking, my God, we have to just be irredeemably stupid to keep electing these people. But apparently people realize that all of these politicians are bought and paid for. I think Rubio is Adelson's boy in this election, but Trump's calling that out. I think that's another part of his allure.
Hey, do you guys by any chance remember this guy? His name is Mark Twain. Do you remember this guy?
Oh, yeah, Mark Twain.
I've heard of him.
All right. Well, anyway, Mark Twain's going down. Mark Twain's highly regarded 1885 novel, Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Well, it's one of the most boycotted books in the U.S. since it's been published. Well, it's been removed from the 11th grade curriculum of a Philadelphia area government school for its use of the N-word. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that there, James?
Well, what N-word are we talking about? I have a hard time believing Mark Twain wrote the N-word as we know it to be in Huckleberry Finn.
I think it's like neurosurgeon or something like that.
Well, look, Mark Twain's a white guy, and all white guys are on the chopping block. You know,
it's not
Confederates anymore. It's going to be all the founding fathers. You're already seeing the tremors of that happening with people like Andrew Jackson and Thomas Jefferson. You know, these dinners are getting canceled that parties put on. Abraham Lincoln, you know, because he was such a tyrant and really a precursor to the completely unconstitutional America that we live in today, that he still gets passed for now. They'll get to him eventually. But now, I mean, Mark Twain was a white guy that lived in a time before our own. And so, of course, anything he said, did, or thought is going to be declared to be racist, no matter if it's real or imagined. That's just the way we're trending. But that's going to change.
All right, what do you say, Kurt?
Mark Twain. Well, you know, I kind of enjoyed his writings. I know he's an evil white guy, but, you know, I mean, what else is new, right? You know?
Yeah. I don't know why you're so kind to those white guys. Don't you know how evil they are?
Good point.
Using that N-word and stuff like that. I mean, wow.
If he was a homosexual, maybe he could get a...
Then he could be all right. Yeah, good point.
You got Harvey Milk. Good Harvey point. Milk gets his own stamp.
Can redeem yourself is the point, huh?
Well, that's right. I mean, you got. If you're white, you really got to work hard. You got to, you know, not even doing good deeds for minorities will get you absolution because, you know, a minority who you didn't do good for is going to see you, and they're just going to see you as white. But if you are homosexual, maybe then you can at least the plague will pass over your house with regards to the evisceration that you must face for being born
a homosexual
white male.
Now it looks like Texas Senator Ted Cruz is in the news, Kurt, for a very strange reason. He's kind of helping out one of his buddies.
Well, yeah, you know, he's basically trying to help out Scott Walker, in that Scott Walker's got kind of a big campaign debt, and so Ted Cruz says, "Hey, you know, Andy, up for Scott Walker, help my buddy out." I think, you know, at least that would get him some votes from the Scott Walker hangers on. You know,
what do you think of Ted Cruz getting money for to help Scott Walker retire debt, James?
You know, these guys, how incestuous, you know, what in the world? If they'd have kept the money, Earl Holt, you remember this back in the summer, the president of the Council of Conservative Citizens had given money, tens of thousands of dollars, which I guess is a drop in the bucket to these guys. Again, getting back to the money, what we're able to do with, you know, $10 here, $25 there in terms of contribution from our listeners, we're able to keep these programs going for years and years, and you know, always in the news with Liberty News Radio and Liberty Roundtable. Anyway, so they were all returning that money because, you know, the media all of a sudden said he was a racist. And so, you know, instead of returning that money, they should just be passing it along to each other, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And have it. Very strange stuff. I find it fascinating. Why would Cruz help? And I guess the next question is Cruz putting in his own money, Kurt?
Well, not that I'm aware of.
But, I'd like to ask, is he taking this money that people give him for his campaign and helping retire that?
You know, according to the report, Walker had 982,000 plus at the end of September, but he had 1.6 million in debt. He's been seeking contributions to officially close the books, offering a limited edition lapel pin. Boy, now there's something you want to get for donations of 30 or more. Anyway, Ted Cruz gave his former rival an assist, tweeting support for the Wisconsin governor as he attempts to retire his presidential campaign debt. Walker, basically said, I stand with my friend at Scott Walker and hope you will too, the Texas senator wrote.
It's Kurt and Sam, you brought up a great point. Has he done it yet? I want to see.
I don't know.
If anybody tells anyone else to make a donation, I want to see Ted Cruz write out a check to Scott Walker and say,
"That's my point."
You to do it, because you know what? I ask people to donate to my show and to your show, Sam. You know what? I donate to my own show every quarter, and I make a donation to this network every
lead
quarter.
Lead by example. Amen to that. Now, let me get a last quick thing. And a listener, Kevin, emails in and he says, "Hey guys, I'm hoping you'll speak to the cult following. Donald Trump has a cult following, kind of like Obama had. What's up with that?" I would concur, James. What do you say?
Well, I think it's a little bit bigger than a cult, but I don't guess I do agree with that, because I think that he's speaking truth to power in a way that resonates with the people.
He's ready to tie your ability to buy a gun to the no-fly zone list.
Well, listen, he's not right about everything, but I'll tell you this. Barack Obama had that following because he was a celebrity, you know, Hollywood loved him. He was black and he spoke articulately, and so people could vote for him and not feel like they were racist or prove they weren't racist. I think Trump's totally different. And that vote for Trump is...
All right, Sam thinks, like Kevin, there is a cult following there. James thinks it's different. What do you say, Kurt?
Well, I...
You're not supposed
know,
to pick
Sam,
sides. You're just supposed to put some added commentary in there, you know?
Okay. Yeah, good
Kurt
point.
Crosby thinks Donald really Trump's a circus clown.
You know, I like a lot of what he's done, and I appreciate
agree
it. That's all I can say.
I just always break down it by issue. When he's right, he's right, and I support it. When he's wrong, I stand against it. Liberty Roundtable,
there you go.
This nation shall endure.